Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Yes, my name is Luke Frazier, and I'm the principal pops conductor of the National Philharmonic at Strathmore.
And we are speaking because you are the Philharmonic's doing something really, really cool this Friday, tomorrow night on November 12th at 8 p.m. It's called a musical celebration of the film The Bodyguard. Before we get into the music, which is your specialty, but remind our listeners what The Bodyguard was about, the premise.
Well, you know, The Bodyguard, really, let's be honest, the real premise is a celebration of Whitney Houston and her incredible career as highlighted, you know, musically in that movie. And so for me, that's my biggest takeaway. And to be honest, I think that's what most people remember most about that movie. What makes this so special is there are many orchestras that do films and they play the score live. But, you know, the problem for me is so often the way that's done is, you know, the conductor, believe it or not, the conductor puts in an earpiece, kind of like a robot, to put it in layman's terms. And they conduct along with the movie. And there's not that real time interaction with the film or with the music. And so what makes this so different and so special is we've extracted the music from the movie and, by the way, some of the music from the hit musical. And we're doing it so we can really dig into the music. We've got incredible guest singers and we've got incredible guest dancers. And so we're not only just, you know, me playing along like a little bit of a robot with the movie, but instead we're taking the music out and really celebrating that with an incredible orchestra.
For sure, for sure. Now, you mentioned lots of, you know, some famous special guests and talented special guests. Who's the big star in this one?
Well, we are so lucky to have the incredible Deborah Cox. Talk about an incredible talent. And, you know, my favorite part, Jason, about Deborah is beyond being a fabulous singer and an incredible stage presence, she's also one of the most kind people you'll ever meet. And what a joy to work with her. We've also got from The Voice and a DMV native, Rayshon Lamar. And let me tell you, he is the epitome of Mr. Entertainment. So no one will be disappointed when they see that man take the stage. He's actually been on quite a few TV shows nationally just this year. And then we are so honored to have an incredible group of local dancers. And we've also got students from Howard University singing backup for everyone. So, you know, I think the bottom line is for the National Philharmonic is all about community and bringing people together. And this concert, with the music that touches so many generations, with the performers that touch so many different folks with so many different backgrounds, that's what this concert's going to be. And to be honest, Jason, it's probably going to feel like one big party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you mentioned the special guest performers, but dish on, you know, your side of it, the Philharmonic. Remind our listeners, you know, when they show up at Strathmore, like how many piece orchestra are they going to see?
Well, we're going to see a large orchestra, about 40 players on the stage, which is fantastic. And, you know, the National Philharmonic has been around in Montgomery County for many, many years, and they really paved the way for Montgomery County through the pandemic. You know, they never stopped performing. They did so many concerts. They kept paying their musicians and they have a commitment to their community. And by the way, not only the incredible popular and classical concerts at Strathmore, but also extensive educational outreach, which personally I believe should be the backbone of any modern orchestra. If we're not cultivating the next generation of listeners and music makers, then we shouldn't be doing anything else. And I can tell you this much, National Philharmonic has that in their bones. So I'm so lucky to be with them. It's my first season as the principal pops conductor. And I really can't wait to see all of the listeners out there right now. Come and say hi, enjoy the show, and realize that this is your orchestra. These are your neighbors. These are your colleagues. And they are so excited to offer this to you.
Absolutely. Well, we started at the top with talking about, you know, obviously this is a showcase for the great songs of Whitney Houston. I think she had like 5 hit singles on here. Of course, yes. I Will Always Love You was the big one. Why do you think that song just continues to echo down? And, you know, how cool is it going to be, you know, in your presentation of it?
Well, I'll tell you this much. You know, I grew up strictly classically in my training. with a bachelor's in piano and a master's in conducting. But you know, I firmly believe that great music is great music. And the thing is, harmonically, it's a beautiful song. The lyrics are fantastic. And the other thing that I find is so fascinating that most people don't know, you know, when you say, "I Will Always Love You," everybody says Whitney Houston.
Right. It began as a country song.
It was written by the incredible Dolly Parton, who is one of my very favorite all-time artists. And you, so it's not only great music and great lyrics, but this is a song that really transcends a genre. You know, so you've got a lot of country fans that know and love Dolly's version, and you've got a lot of other fans who know and love Whitney's version. And so this new, by the way, something else so exciting and why folks should not miss this, every single arrangement and orchestration in this show is brand new, and we will be premiered by your National Philharmonic right in your neighborhood at Strathmore. I mean, it's unheard of. You'll never see orchestras in the region do entire shows of premieres. And I can't wait to dig into all of them.
That's really cool. And then it wasn't, not only was it "I Will Always Love You," I mean, that was the huge one. It's one of the biggest songs of all time. And Whitney belting it, like you're saying, that's one of the few cases where the cover is just as good, if not better, than the original. And not many songs can say that. But yeah, that one was amazing. But there was a bunch of other hit Whitney Houston songs on the soundtrack as well. Do you have the list in front of you? You want me to rattle off?
Well, you know, the thing is I'm a firm believer in the element of surprise. So, you know, frequently in my concerts, I won't even list all the songs in the program. You know, the old fashioned model is you list every song and every singer who's going to sing it. And of course I know what songs are going to be in it and which singers are going to sing them. But to be honest, then you don't have to come and experience it live and be surprised. So I will tell you, you know, if you want to dance with somebody, you're going to like some of the music from this show. If you like going to church, you're going to like some of the music in this show. You know, if you want to be your own queen of the night, you're going to like this show. So if you can read between the lines of all this, I have a feeling folks are going to know just about every single song on this.
Great, great. And then, you know, we're naming the songs from the soundtrack that, you know, became radio hits and stuff. Yeah. But in addition to that, the, you know, the actual instrumental, you know, the film score was by the great Alan Silvestri, who, you know, everyone, I mean, leading up to this, he had done all those Robert Zemeckis movies, like the famous Back to the Future score and Roger Rabbit, which I love. And then he did Forrest Gump shortly after The Bodyguard. But anything you want to say about Silvestri's, you know, just his instrumental, the film score?
Absolutely. Well, one of the pieces that I'm very excited to share, which to be honest is not often highlighted from that album, is actually the theme from The Bodyguard. It is such a beautiful and clearly classically inspired piece of music. It's so, so luscious. And the other thing is, in this show, we're actually kind of taking off his inspiration. And there are going to be several orchestra-only versions of pieces, including a big feature for the concertmaster, you know, the first violin. And so we're taking his tradition and, of course, honoring it and playing a lot of things that are very familiar to listeners. But we're also going to, you know, in my trademark sense of surprise, we're going to throw in a little curveballs there with some orchestral versions that, again, have never been heard before.
Well, it's going to be really exciting. And yeah, everyone check out that, like you said, that actual theme from The Bodyguard. I feel like sometimes that gets lost. Everyone immediately thinks of the Whitney Houston songs, but I want to highlight Silvestri's work there too. And then I guess, of course, before we run, we should say that, you know, the title is because the whole plot is, you know, it's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston, but it's a former Secret Service agent becomes a bodyguard to protect this famous actress singer who, of course, you know, there's where Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. And did you know, by the way, that it was originally, so it was written by Lawrence Kasdan, who had written, you know, Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark and all that. But he originally wrote it back in like the 70s for hoping it'd be Steve McQueen and Diana Ross, but it didn't get made. And then years later, it was Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
And I think the world is better for it. I'll tell you that much.
Right, right. Well, I mean, the soundtrack won album of the year. I mean, how often does that actually happen at the Grammys, right? Usually movie soundtracks don't win album of the year.
Totally. It's, you know, but that is in that great era of hits in movie albums. You know, nowadays it's very rare that you'll have all these songs that really become hits from the album. It's, you know, other songs will be used in it, or it'll be original music that is more niche audience listeners. But this is kind of unheard of. And I can tell you, I'm actually a friend of Whitney's former manager, Clive Davis, and we've talked extensively about this. And, you know, he acknowledges all the time what a career changer and huge, huge vehicle for Whitney this was. So it was a landmark movie, a landmark soundtrack. And that, you know, circling all the way back to the beginning of the interview, is why we just couldn't help but feature it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. It was tragic. You know, we lost her voice way too soon, because, man, it's the great, probably the, for my money, at least in my lifetime, the greatest voice we had heard. I mean, she could belt with the best of them. Like, her national anthem still is still probably the best.
There is a very small echelon of singers. And by the way, I include Dolly Parton and Aretha Franklin in that list of the most legendary, but certainly, absolutely certainly, Whitney is right up there. The versatility, the creativity. I mean, talk about an artist for all time, a truly, truly remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. And the movie was the second highest grossing of 1992. Do you remember what the top one was?
I honestly don't.
Disney's Aladdin, the animated one always wins, right?
Well, exactly. You know, you just, that's a jewel as well. So exactly. I will tell you, I won't, you know, at 36, that is of my generation, all of that coming of age. So, you know, we're going to find a whole new world sometime too, I bet, with the orchestra.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Hey man, I'm 37. So I'm right there with you. Right. That's our wheelhouse. Yeah, maybe do Aladdin concert,
you know,
sometime.
we'll figure out my fresh take on Aladdin sometime. I love it. Those movies.
But right now, it's all about the Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard, and we'll be there, and we're gonna have a heck of a party. I'll tell you that much.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Again, it is a musical celebration of the film The Bodyguard. It will be the National Philharmonic at Strathmore tomorrow night, Friday night, November 12th at 8 p.m. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so, so, so much, Jason. And by the way, if you've ever wondered about, you know, is the orchestra for me? Is the orchestra going to be a lot of fun? This should be your maiden voyage. Grab a date, grab a friend. Grab anyone that wants to have a great time and hear great live music. The National Philharmonic is for you.
Great. Hey, Luke, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason.